It's the best of the Drew and Mike show for Saturday, brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunath. Oh, can we have the jingle today? I think Scott, this is...
Let me tell you about Scott Kunath. He's a guy you want to be with.
This could be a
freebie. No, not without. When you're looking to sell a house, same goes if you're buying. Don't even start trying if Scott's not in your corner. Oh, don't say that I didn't warn ya. He knows real estate so well, he could write the manual. He works for Coldwell Banker. We're Manuel. Scott Kunath is absolutely essential if you're buying or you're selling residential. Scott Kunath. Call him 248-797-7746. You're just the person he'd love to get an email from. SKUNNATH at CBWM.com.
Yeah, Scott Kunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, S Kunath at C-B-W-M, 248-797-7746. He will call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, his thumbs are fine. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is
great.
His guarantee.
Great guy.
Hopefully he's still on the show, as I think we wrapped up in February, so this could be a freebie. I'll give Scott a freebie.
Added value.
Hope he's tearing it up. And by the way, if you're not looking for a home or looking to buy or sell, you can always refer someone to Scott Kunath. So there. And Some people have referred people.
Hey, it's good cred to have a guy.
Absolutely.
I got a guy. Scott Kunath.
He's experienced. He's the rising star of CBWM.
He's still rising.
He is.
There's no stopping him.
He would like to rise higher. he's already
in the stratosphere,
way up there, but he would like to rise higher.
He doesn't know what a ceiling is.
So let's see what there's still some controversy apparently about whether or not a fart opens the best of show. I wasn't aware that people were even making noise about this.
Oh yeah, lots of noise.
Well, I mean, did Nick go fartless last weekend?
Yes.
Well, it went fartless last weekend, but for any of the people that stayed to the very, 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 very end, there was a nice little surprise for everybody.
Oh, you got that.
It's a hidden track.
I hope the oversight...
Plus, there was some silence before.
I hope the oversight department doesn't find out about this, because that could cause...
You're the oversight department?
That could be a big setback for the farts.
Drew's going to come down here and find the file and delete it.
But between that and...
Just like we had files delete a riff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That.
But between the fart-free best of and the 209-66 boner, there's been a tremendous amount of farts that have been added to the system. We eclipsed 50 farts now, so thank
you. How many people have sent in farts?
Want to hear some of the new ones?
People like hearing their own farts on radio, though. Think about that.
I guess they do.
Here's the triple wet fart.
That's fake. That one sounds fake.
Here's the balloon fart.
Is that real?
Here's the crackle.
That one's dry.
I think those sound fake.
They do sound fake.
How about the zipper?
Fake.
Sounds fake.
Fake.
Did you hear a little fart at the end there?
That sounded real. That part sounded real.
It sounds almost produced. It's over another fart. It's like two people are farting.
Don't produce a fart and send it into us.
Yeah, we'll bust you.
It's
going to
be a fart. It's better be real.
Here's the push
fart.
We'll
bust you. Ooh. That one's real.
That sounds real.
There's a lot of skill involved with producing a fart. You have to give people credit if they're going to the trouble of producing a fart, layering it, multi-layering
it. Faked
people,
out.
People are into real these days.
Multi-track.
Gotta be real.
Gotta be authentic. Hasn't Nexium taught you anything?
Absolutely.
Here's the quick fart.
Oh!
That sounded real.
That guy needs
a
sponge.
Yeah.
And these people, you know they're getting hard hearing their farts.
Gross.
We're going from 3/8 to 8/8.
Thank you for your submissions.
No.
No, thank you.
That one's fake.
That's fake. I don't believe that. I'm not buying that.
We should almost do a contest, real or fake.
The best.
Well, do we know the truth, though? How could you do
that? Oh, well, we'd have to do them.
I'm pretty sure these are real because they come in long files.
Don't lobby for these fake farts. No. Do not lobby for fake farts.
Most of these farts
from now on, send Brandon a video of you doing it so we know it's real.
No, no MP4s.
Right on your eye.
Gross.
That's what Brandon wants to see. What? You don't?
209-66 boner. If you have something to send in, I think we need to direct people because this is just, we're getting some really wayward people just repeating drops. And, you know, not that it's not amusing to hear from people all the time, but I just think we need some direction.
Be involved in the show in a small way, if you'd like.
Some of the subject matter, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think people generally like, you know, just like in the real world, when you just answer the phones, you don't know what you're going to get. But if you have a topic and people want to jump in on it, it's usually, I don't know, it's a tricky way of doing things. But
auto and truck accidents are serious, and those responsible should pay.
So people are just recording, not getting me.
That's a waste of time.
Until I win, and you know I won't back down.
He's so mad.
Give up or give in.
So fuck off.
Not
suck my dick. I'm going to represent you. Why is he so angry?
I don't know.
He's angry on your behalf.
Jeff has
I feel
to
like
mad.
He's angry
Someone's
at me and I want to hire him.
To do something to you.
That's kind
you
of a
fish.
That's kind of a better stance than some of the concerned lawyers, isn't it? To just be the pissed off lawyer.
I guess, but
oh, Mike Morse me. Allegedly has a new commercial.
Oh, really?
Has anyone seen his new commercial?
Oh, another audition.
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Nice.
I don't even know if that's an audition. I don't know why people would do that. Maybe it's punishment for sticking it in his brain.
Ah, fair enough.
That is a sticky song. So is Not Giving In.
Yeah.
When I hear that commercial, I walk around going, Not Giving In.
I know. It's
a great
song. Inspirational.
Just like Shalalalalalo.
Oh, my God. They could not stop singing it.
Can you check?
Randon and Mark were having a Shalalalalalo.
I can't get it out of my head once it's in there.
Oh. Can you check the Channel 2 News at 10 o'clock on Wednesday? I think the Mike Morse ad is in there.
Hmm. It's not the ambulance chaser.
Oh, that's stupid.
Marshall, is it?
I don't know. It's allegedly new, but...
It's not the Super Bowl one?
I don't know.
No, you don't have Tuesday, I don't think.
Wednesday. It'd be the most. It'd be the one with the Hall of Shame.
Oh, okay.
That one?
Not
how, like, where on here?
Well, I don't know. It's supposedly... I heard it was in there three times.
Oh, wow.
Nice budget.
So,
he does buy a lot of time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And... A lot of
fun. And we'll be back with more right after these words.
That's why I think he gets fairly friendly treatment from the media.
Yep.
It does seem. I mean, print less so. But I'm not sure how people are exactly dividing up their dollars and what advertising costs. It seems like it's a lot less than it used to be.
Yeah, they should just give it to podcasts.
I know.
They are directing a lot of digital. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I mean, I'm hearing from radio people who are like, oh, boy, it's not as easy as it used to be. It's
to
a
this
trickier.
Podcast.
Oh, that would be nice, too.
Yeah, this one and this one only.
Oh, this one? Is this it? Claim denied.
Audio, please.
Well, first you got to.
Is it Mike? About
Action Impact.
I've never seen the Gun Range.
Advertise?
Advertise before.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they got this guy on their behalf.
Whoever
he is. You will learn
from the best. Call Action Impact today and take advantage of a limited time CPL CCW
nice
course for
on
only $69. Yeah. Choose the best. Choose Action Impact.
Do we know that guy?
Robin Death Insurance.
I don't know.
Car accident. Claim submitted to State Farm. Denied. Deborah
State
King.
Farm.
Blindsided by a distracted driver. Claim to State Farm. Denied. Despite each denial, we made them pay. No wonder they hate us. No wonder clients love us.
You made who pay? State Farm? The one that's suing you in civil court?
Oh, so that's that has a little double shot there.
Yeah, because State Farm's suing him over the whole kickback thing.
Uh-huh.
And fake claims.
Yeah, that's a very interesting case. There's a brother-in-law who works at the MRI joint?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were getting some favorable readings, alleged. They were alleging that. I mean...
Well, it's in litigation right now.
If any of it's true, it's...
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
Very ugly.
Allegedly.
I'm sure we'll know soon enough.
Oh, the HBO thing is today, right? The Michael Jackson thing is...
Sunday. Isn't it Sunday
tomorrow?
And Monday?
Tomorrow?
2nd of March? Yeah, you know, his family members, they were whining on one of the morning shows
today.
Again. Mm-hmm. Was it ABC?
Today's show. We were talking about when you were cleaning Mags' feces.
Did you watch it?
No, we watched.
I did.
Safechuck and what's his face Robeson talk about how Jackson introduced them to masturbating, which led to the question: Did anybody teach you how to masturbate, or did you just find it out on your own?
I think most people figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
It does not need an instructional.
No. I'm tired of these fucking Jacksons, by the way. Just completely.
Why are they giving him time?
And I know my brother.
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's not Michael Jackson. I know him.
I met that guy.
He never, ever do
that.
That's
why you're biased, dude.
Is that Jackie?
Jackson's family says Wade Robeson is lying. A bitter twist.
Why doesn't anyone ask them a good question or two?
Robeson was the first witness who testified in his defense. Jackson was acquitted of all charges.
Well, there he is on top of the car.
Jackson never did anything inappropriate.
Private investigator Scott Ross says he interviewed Robeson extensively.
Oh, no, a slumber party when you're 40 isn't inappropriate?
He was called as a defense witness.
There was a reason why Mr. Mesereau put him up there first, because we believed he was the most credible.
If Robeson had been lying, then Ross says his story would have fallen apart under cross-examination.
Oh, really?
Jackson was found not guilty. Over the years, Robeson consistently defended and praised Jackson in multiple interviews and public appearances.
Yeah, just like women say they weren't beaten up by guys that beat them up.
But over 20 years, talking about how Michael helped his life.
He's also Michael Jackson.
He was a great person to him, and he was his mentor, and just great things.
But that changed in 2013 when Robeson told Today.
Well, this is what people do when they're molested and when they're beaten up. Women who are abused.
It's psychological damage.
Yeah, it's.
You tend to bury things like that.
But we know that. So why don't when these assholes say that, they're doing it for money? I want to. When did they make money? When did they make money off being molested by Michael Jackson? Explain that to me, because James Robeson had a pretty substantial career of his own.
I also think Wade Robeson sued them and was thrown out of court.
So he didn't make any money.
No, he can't make money on it.
The only people that made money are the people Michael Jackson settled with, including Jordan Chandler, who he gave $23 million to. Mm-hmm. Did they ever ask these fucking Jackson assholes about that? Gee, why did he pay $23 million to somebody?
I don't know. Why don't they ask him?
I don't know. They don't, because it's Michael Jackson, I guess.
The most obvious question.
How dare anyone offend the Jackson brothers?
Yeah, but do they have a vested interest in saying this? Is the estate paying them?
They'll just say it's not true.
The brothers...
They have to have a vested interest. Otherwise, why would they be sitting there? They're Jacksons.
Yeah,
no, of course they do. Keeping Michael Jackson as a money machine? Absolutely. Right. They have a totally vested interest. No one ever points any of this out! It's just they just sit there and go, I don't agree with you, but it's really nice you to stick up for Michael even though he's a fucking pedophile!
And how would they know?
They don't know.
They were there.
I love how the nephew says, he said, well, you know, having slumber parties with 12-year-olds. Well, I was at those slumber parties, and we just watched movies, and it was perfectly innocent, and there was nothing wrong with it.
You were at all of those parties? Every single
I'm
one?
I'm sure it was at every party. It's so dumb.
And I'm sure he's the last one to leave.
Well, Nat Morales did. She was kind of like, this is a very extremely compelling documentary that
everyone who's
has
seen
some real
it.
Research and yeah.
Oh, it's powerful as hell. And Oprah will be on after
that's right.
On HBO. She is doing a Q&A apparently.
She's trying to recoup some of her Weight Watchers money.
Sounds like it.
Ah,
I know.
The story was cracking me up.
Not only did Weight Watchers not help her lose weight, but
it made her wallet thinner. Yuck.
How much did she lose?
$30 million, I think.
That's
pocket change for her. It's like one
she's
house.
She's a billionaire, isn't she?
Yeah.
A couple times over.
The thing is, with that Weight Watchers thing, is she started out when the one commercial was like, I love bread.
Yeah, she's wet over bread.
You have to quit bread. I think that's what people kind of figured out, plus apps.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dumb.
I think she'll be okay.
Will she?
I think so.
I hope so.
I don't know.
I'm kind of surprised she's not more visible. I would think she would have more projects that would be on network TV or
she's got her own TV. Failing network to deal with.
Oh.
Well,
isn't it Own?
Own.
Yeah. Own.
I would think she would maybe just lose Own or sell Own or give it away or something.
She has 60 Minutes.
She's still on there. I haven't seen her on there in a while.
I don't think she contributes on a regular basis. She just picks and chooses what stories.
Well, I think she does it well.
Yeah, she.
I guess I just feel like she, you know, when she bobs up, I go, "Oh, Oprah, what's Oprah doing?" I mean, isn't it weird not to see Oprah more?
It is.
Although she did come up with a "Time's Up" at the Golden Globes.
And, yeah. Oh, when she gave her election speech.
Yes.
On the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Oprah 2020.
Time is up.
Very powerful.
Your time is up.
She's great. I'm looking forward to seeing her after the show. I think she...
Me too.
She's not bad at what she does.
Me
too. No, but it is... I'm still just reeling, looking back on all this and going... Everyone. Oh, he loves children. Oh, he didn't have a childhood. It's so pathetic. It's like, really, really? Everybody's going to repeat. Everyone's going to just let this go on and throw these people, put these people out to dry. I don't know.
Well, be interesting
this
to see.
This is Oprah's minge.
But, after the R. Kelly documentary, a lot of shit started happening
We saw the same thing with R. Kelly. These people, you know, him performing at award shows. Mm-hmm. After this pee tape, everyone knows he peed in this girl's mouth, this 15-year-old girl or 14 or however old she was, and people are still doing duets with him years later. And
Gaga.
That's right, Gaga.
Gaga.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she had to take that job because work is so tough for her.
I know. And she's been beaten down so many times, and no one believed in her. Except for the Super Bowl halftime believed in her.
Oh, he's hot. I don't care what he does.
Who?
Her ex-boyfriend, Taylor Kinney.
Is he hotter than Bradley?
See the record guy?
He got in trouble because he liked some sort of snarky comment about her. And
Yeah, they broke up, didn't they?
Yeah, they broke up a long time ago. And then
broke up a time for Bradley?
Well, that's the interim boyfriend, that guy, too. Yeah.
Oh.
Broke up.
Wait,
that's way too hot.
She just broke up with somebody.
Right.
Dude, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that him?
No, not this guy. This is the guy that was before. He was.
That's the guy you dig?
She was engaged to him, and they broke up.
Oh, that dude. Which guy is that dude? That's the guy she was engaged to? That dude.
She was also engaged to the other guy, right? She was engaged to this dude, Taylor Kinney.
Oh, that's the guy you're so hot for.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
He's super hot.
Really. Yeah. She definitely likes older guys, doesn't she? That guy's older.
He's 5 years older.
Oh, he's 37. Yeah, the guy she just dumped is 50.
Yeah.
But
that guy wasn't that hot
at
all.
This dude here.
No,
he's
not. I don't think that Gaga's that hot. I mean, I think when she's all made up and everything, she looks good. But I don't know. Do you guys put her in that?
Would you, if you
top
were
category?
No, if you're like Gaga's guy,
yeah,
and she got ready to go out, you guys were going out somewhere.
Me and Gaga.
Can you imagine? You know, when she walks out in the outfit, would you be just like, oh boy?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I'm just going to put her like this. Gaga, if she's interested in me, it's over because I'm not interested in her. I add her to the list.
Oh, you're breaking up with her too?
No, I'm breaking up with Gaga.
Wow.
It's not happening. Not interested.
So that's with her, Ariana Grande. God, I forgot that list.
Ariana Grande is
the people that Drew's broken up with?
Yes.
I don't know if I can be on the same planet as Ariana Grande. It's more severe than that. It's so intolerable sharing any kind of air with her. Sharing the earth with her is intolerable to me.
I was trying to think who else you broke up with. Somebody really famous.
Hopefully someone's keeping track. People used to keep track of all my important statements.
Was it Giselle? It wasn't like Giselle, was it?
Yeah, Giselle. No, that's Giselle over too. No, that's over before it started. I dumped Giselle. I really honestly have no interest in Giselle. I know it sounds ridiculous because I'm sure she's not interested in me, but if she is, it's over. Not a chance. Not a chance. And Gaga, too. And I'm not saying Gaga isn't talented. I'm just not interested in her in that way.
Sure.
That's all. Let's see. What are we doing? Oh, Searching for Neverland, the TV movie.
Which was great. Some great acting in that.
I'm trying to remember which
the
one Jack, was
about
that?
The Jackson family was not happy about that movie.
Oh,
either.
Yeah, I think that was the one that was on Lifetime.
How long ago was that?
About 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
They just can't get anybody to portray him the way they see him.
Yeah, no. As magical.
Magical.
Yeah. I think if they did a movie, there'd be lots of Brooke Shields and
so
fake girlfriends and Lisa Marie Presley.
Yep.
By the way, what was the Lisa Marie Presley thing? They didn't have sex. Don't tell me they had sex. He couldn't even have sex to make kids. Yeah. He couldn't even do that.
I wonder how much they did.
Oh, he and Debbie Rowe had a healthy sex life.
Ugh.
I know. You know, think back to that and how little was even said about that. I mean, if you watched Entertainment and Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe, Debbie Rowe gave birth to Michael Jackson's first child. And it's like, oh, this little white baby. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything.
Nobody.
Really?
That was okay.
Oh. Yeah, and here's his three children. Oh, they look so much like Michael. And, you know, Joe's saying, yeah, I think they've got the Jackson talent. Oh. Like, what? You can't let stuff like that be reported. It's fake. It's so fake. But, yeah. Oh well. Ariana Grande and Friends concert for Manchester that was bombed. Are we talking about
the
charity concert or the actual bombing?
No, the tribute concert.
Okay. And then the guy goes to Disneyland every day. I remember that. Yeah, boy.
He was great.
That was so weird. What is he still doing that? Maybe we need to update.
We should follow up with him.
I would like to follow up with him. I also would like to follow up with the lady that goes on the carnival cruises.
Yeah, there's been
she's
plenty
got
that of
hot shot badge or whatever that she wears when she's not on a carnival cruise just
a lot
to intimidate
of cruise
people.
Shop cruise stories to call her about.
Yeah, there's been a lot of carnival news.
The new one was the video that popped up online of the two people that were late getting back to the cruise ship that was already leaving without them, and so they're running down the dock going.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they leave at a certain time, and you better be on the fucking boat.
Wait.
Or boner voyage.
See ya.
Wait.
Will you pull it up, Brandon?
Wait, don't.
And, of course, people on the boat were like, I got to film these idiots waving to the boat, trying to get them to stop.
There was so they got left behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
You can't just stop a boat. It's like a train.
There was also
a motorboat out to it.
Look at them.
Wait. They're not even running fast.
No, they're yelling.
Were doing a day-long excursion in the Bahamas. They were supposed to return to the ship by 3:30 p.m.
Sorry, not
the
sorry.
Last call for all passengers.
Oops.
But they showed up at the dock 45 minutes late.
Oh, well,
Jackson.
And the hatch was already closed.
A full Jackson.
That sucks.
45 minutes.
The last day of a seven-night
yeah, what the fuck were you doing,
Royal
dickhead?
Symphony of the Seas, the world's largest cruise ship. The voyage started in Miami.
Were they negotiating with some vendor?
In the Caribbean before
what took
in the
45 fucking minutes, you dopes?
For a straw hat or something.
This isn't the first time passengers have been left behind by cruise ships.
I have
that is someone that has missed the boat.
A desperate mom drops to her knees after she gets stranded.
That's not
making
help.
Matters worse, her three children are still on board.
Yeah, well,
she has her
all the reason you should have gotten on
the
fucking
boat,
dope.
And she's not on there.
CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg has this advice for all cruise ship passengers.
Give yourself a 90-minute rule. The 90-minute rule is when they tell you the ship is sailing at 6, get back at 4:30. There are no repercussions.
No, you don't need a 90-minute rule.
Contract. You
why 90 minutes?
The rules
that's
are the
ridiculous.
Rules. You miss the ship, you're chasing it.
And if you
how about a 20-minute rule, Dick?
The responsibility falls entirely back to you.
If you want
to
risk
next
it,
time,
man.
Remember to get back on time so you don't end up
I
like
I believe
these
they have
people.
To produce a video to tell people this.
Later, Sport Face.
There's the captain.
Who's Mr. 90-minute rule? I want him zorched. Get out of here, 90-minute rule.
Okay.
Fuck you. Okay. What makes you the expert on how to get back to a cruise ship on time, Mr. 90 minutes?
You got to leave some buffer zone,
travel
man.
Writer.
Well, 90 minutes?
Yeah.
How stupid are you? If you're stupid,
if you get caught up and...
if you need a 90-minute rule, don't get off the boat. Just don't get off the boat. If you need a 90-minute rule, do not get off the boat, ever. That's ridiculous.
Later, dude.
Oh, I could watch that video of those people waving all day long. Because you know it's futile. They're never going to get on that boat.
Is there a YouTube channel for all the people who are...
There should be. Maybe we should start one.
Awesome.
There's the guy... Did you hear about the four friends and they dared this guy to jump off the cruise ship?
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
And they didn't. Did they go get the guy? I think they did.
I think they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it anymore.
He's been banned from that cruise line.
Yeah. Right.
I know. I'm sure he's so hurt.
Yeah. You can just use another cruise line.
Sure. I can admit I've had that urge being out on a balcony of a cruise line. It's like, oh god, I kind of want to jump in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always
pretty cool.
Loved jumping into the water at really, really high altitudes. We used to do it at train bridges and stuff.
Wow.
On the Ossabel River.
Sweet.
Wow.
So being out there, I was like, oh, my God, I kind of want to jump. But you know that if you do, you're kind of screwed.
It looks more peaceful than it is.
Splitting all of your organs.
Well, and then you could be, you know, stuck in the water for the next 3 days until some boat comes. That's always a bummer. Right.
I'm not treading water that long. I'll just
That's
die.
A long time. I know it's over.
I'd give up.
Okay, and then finally, for the best of, we have the Punchki story that we referenced yesterday.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was...
that was dismal.
Speaking of my life is over, that was one of those my life is over days.
Jeez.
That's
harsh.
I'll go ahead and give a spoiler alert and then spoil it that he did live. So.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, but it seemed pretty nip and tuck there.
We went to Detroit receiving to see how he was.
I know. Oh.
It's the first time I was at that hospital. It was like...
I don't think I've ever been back.
Shocking.
Yeah, it was...
a good thing, yeah.
It's a great hospital, by the way.
Paramedics are pretty quick.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm.
Realtor Scott Kunath brings you the best of Drew and Mike. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding a new one, or if you want to refer someone to Scott Kunath to find you a new home or sell your old home. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. You can email Scott at skunath.com. SKUNNATH at CBWM. And now, the best of the Drew and Mike Show. I can tell you about one of the weirdest stories today was, and this has been going on for a couple days, this girl at, I can't think of the name of the school, it's in Connecticut.
Oh,
She died from stuffing her face in a pancake eating contest.
Yeah, Sacred Heart, I think, was the school.
Yeah, it was Sacred Heart. And they said she had four or five pancakes, which isn't that many, but I couldn't understand. How did she live 2 days? I mean, it seems to me if you saved her from dying at that moment, I figured she'd live. But did she aspirate a ton of pancake? They didn't really explain it very well. But that wasn't even the weird part of the story. The weird part of the story was every time I saw the story report, it was, and as if that's not enough for the family, the father was killed as a first responder on 9/11. And so we're comparing a 9/11 death to somebody dying in a pancake eating contest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like this family. Oh my God, they've been through the most terrible tragedies. This is a goof. I mean, this is such a fluke, thing. And sort of putting it in the same paragraph as a 9/11. I just thought that was weird. But at the same time, I mean, they are both horrible deaths. I mean,
I didn't know she lived for 2 days after she choked.
Yeah, she lived for 2 days. It was strange.
See, I thought of your Punchki story.
Oh, yeah, I immediately thought of that, too. We we were, and Punchki Day to me, the dumbest thing in the history of Detroit is why is Tuesday before, or why is Fat Tuesday Punchki Day? I've never heard of a Punchki. I've never lived in any city that has anything called Punchki.
That's kind of cool. It's ours.
I guess it's ours. I just never really latched onto it. And you see people standing in line for 2 hours.
Waiting in line for a donut
punchkis.
Is dumb.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I don't get it. People are like, yeah, it's worth the wait. I love Punchkis. I mean, seriously. They could record my voice and use that every year on Fat Tuesday.
That part's pretty stupid.
I think I'm waiting in line, and I love Punchkin. They're so good.
What flavor are you going to get?
I love Punchki Day. I like strawberry.
And then you always have the old-timers. Oh, you got to get the original. It's got to be plum. Gross.
You don't mind standing in line? It's 20 below. You're going to get 2 fingers amputated. No, I love Punchkis. I'm buying them for the whole office. But you could just go pick them up at the store, and you wouldn't have to wait in line. No, I got them right fresh from the bakery. What the fuck? Are you kidding? I wouldn't wait 5 minutes for a Punchki. Why don't they just go to Dunkin' Donuts and just get it?
Hey, that's not the real thing.
Oh, sorry. And then, Yeah, so anyway, we're broadcasting from Punchki Day, which somebody in promotions made us do, and I remember just thinking, this is the worst, dumbest broadcast. Why would anyone come to a bar to eat a Punchki? Who cares?
Yeah. They did.
What are you supposed to talk about for 4 hours? It's Punchki Day!
But look at the story it's given you years well, after that. It almost took a death. But
we had a Punchki eating contest, because what else are you going to do at Punchki Day?
And people like eating them.
Yeah, and so some guy, we had two people who were both huge, and this guy stumbles up drunk at like 8 in the morning. He's like, oh, could I be in the contest? And we let him in the contest, and before you know it, this guy stuffed like 4 Punchkis in his mouth in a minute.
Nice. Way to go, dude.
And everything's okay, except that he starts like, he's huge. He weighs probably 280 pounds, I would guess. And he starts like wavering, like almost like a weeble.
Kind yeah, of weeble wobble.
Wobbling, but
yeah.
not quite falling fall down. And then he fell down. But he fell down on a table, knocked all these beers over, glasses, and just a huge wreck of a mess, including him on top of it. And it's like, what happened to him? Everybody thought he just was drunk.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, he's turning blue. So, of course, he's aspirating a Punchki. He's choking and aspirating a Punchki at the same time.
Was he doing this?
No, he wasn't doing anything.
Really?
No, he just was out.
Oh, boy.
And Fred Miller, our engineer, who was the hero, Fred picks him up. Fred was the biggest guy there, and he starts trying to, you know, do the Heimlich, and nothing's happening. It's like, oh, my God. The paramedics get there probably 3 minutes. I guess 3 minutes. And I would say this guy did not breathe one tiny bit of air for 3 minutes. If it's up to me to make to decide yeah. what he did or didn't do, I would say he did not breathe for at least 3 minutes, maybe 5, maybe 7. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think he breathed for a long time.
Wow.
So this big paramedic does the Heimlich, and some giant clump comes flying
gross.
Out, and they take the guy away in a stretcher, and everybody's like, oh my God. What do we do now? We got like 2 hours of show left. This guy's been taken away. I swear to God.
I would just repeat that story over and over.
He didn't breathe for possibly 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm thinking there's no way that guy.
Now.
There's no way that guy isn't brain damaged. I mean, I'm thinking there's no way. He's at least brain damaged yeah. for sure. So anyway.
Did anybody go, here's a station t-shirt on your way to lay it on the gurney?
No, everyone was in stunned silence.
Yeah.
And somehow we got through the broadcast and everybody's after. It's like, I'm thinking, well, I guess, are we in trouble? I mean, we didn't do anything.
No.
I mean, we'd See probably ya. Done that. They probably had a punch eating contest virtually every year.
Did he sign a waiver?
He did sign a waiver.
Oh, well,
he did. But I remember being told afterwards that, oh, that waiver isn't shit. It was like somebody wrote it up that morning.
That's still a waiver.
So anyway, I was told that when he awoke at the hospital, the first thing he said was, did I win? I swear to God, that is not a lie. He wanted to know if he won the contest. I don't even know what we're giving away, like a t-shirt or something. It wasn't even a
See?
Big prize.
That's why the station's just giving him a t-shirt.
And then... Of course, the station was really upset about it because the guy was in intensive care.
What?
He was in intensive care.
Yeah, well, I heard he didn't breathe for 12 minutes.
At least 12 minutes. Probably 15 minutes. And you know what's funny? The paramedics, when they got there, I'm going, do they know that this guy hasn't taken a breath in like at least 10 minutes? Because they're walking in. They're walking. I'm watching him across the street walking. I'm thinking,
it's Punchki Day.
I mean, he's losing brain power by the second. He's got like probably 11% of his brain power left. And they're walking.
Well, being drunk might have helped him. It helped him relax.
I don't know.
It helped him not need much oxygen to his extremities.
The hospital he went to was not far from the broadcast, so we went over there after the broadcast I just wanted to see if he was okay. And they said, oh, he's in intensive care, and they told us. He said, the first thing he said was he wanted to know if he won the contest, and they were kind of laughing about it. And they said, he's probably going to make it. We think he's going to make it, but he aspirated a Punchki.
Is that when you gave him the shirt?
No. But
come on,
this.
Radio station t-shirts make everything better.
Once we knew that he lived, of course, it just disappeared from view and everybody forgot about it. And then like a month later, I found out that he had called, I think he might have had an attorney even, called the station, and he wanted a trip to Maui because we were doing Maui time. Maui time had started. It was March.
Yeah.
And so he wanted one of the trips to Maui.
Please. That's a weasel maneuver.
And I think they said, yeah, if you pay your own way, you can go. I don't believe he got a trip to Maui.
If you pay your own way, you go. Yeah, you could pay your own way anytime and go.
I think he was given it, probably sent a couple of t-shirts.
Yeah, see?
Just guessing.
Well, actually, that was a good move then, holding out on the t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. But that was, I swear, that was one of the scariest things. I mean, I rarely think about it, but it was really scary.
Where was it at? Do you remember where
it was? It was in Hamtramck. We're at some bar in Hamtramck. Why? I still have no idea why we ever did that. It was so stupid.
Dying to know the salesperson.
It was one of the worst broadcasts in the history of live performance, in my opinion. We got a call back from Jeff Reitz, the guy that's been at Disney.
Yeah.
2,000 days in a row.
Wow. More than that.
Well, because when I just talked to him, I said, so he goes, we just pulled into the parking lot right now.
Ah!
So I was like, is it 2001? He's like, no, actually, it's 2003. So he's up to 2003.
So we talked to him at Disney World.
At Disney World.
Or Disneyland or Disney World?
Or Disneyland, sorry.
He's actually willing to talk on the phone while he's at Disneyland?
That's why I asked him. I said, are you going to be able to hear us? He said, absolutely. Give me a ring. So,
Can you give me my phone back, by the way?
It's right there.
Cool. I was going to look at the article. But go ahead, call him by all means.
His favorite character is Goofy. That's on-site. His favorite character off-site is Pluto, Bruce the Great White Shark, and Hank from Finding Dory.
How could anyone go there?
His favorite ride is,
days in a row,
and always has been, the Matterhorn.
But every day?
Yeah, why not? He says he only has to be there. Oh, he doesn't have to spend the whole day there for it to count. Count towards what?
Well, what does that mean? He just goes in, gets a Coke, and leaves?
He could, yeah.
Doesn't he have to pay for admission?
No, I think he has the pass.
What's the pass?
Like a season pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he...
It helps him decompress after a long day.
God, I would think the crowds would just... that amp you up?
I think
stress you out?
I think he's just into the streak.
Oh, yeah.
Your call has in his been pants. To an automatic voice
message. Oh, come on, Reitz. He initially intended to end his daily visits after a year, but decided to keep the streak going.
In his pants.
I'm still having fun with it. That's the only reason I'm still doing this. It wasn't about going for records. Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
That was a bonus. It's about coming and enjoying the magic of the park.
In his pants.
Now the Reitz has a regular day job again at the LA or the VA Long Beach healthcare system. He typically spends evenings at the park every night. Can this really be good for a marriage?
Oh, is he married? Maybe he doesn't want to go.
Oh, maybe he's not married. Wait, hold on. Oh, there he is. I don't know. I'm looking at him trying to decide if he's married. There's no one with him. Oh, no, he's holding someone's hand.
Well, I didn't mean anything.
There was a girl in the car with him as they're pulling into the parking lot. So, yeah.
Were they over 10 years old?
His babysitter, maybe.
He says it really is a magical place. So much to experience.
2,000 days in a row?
Oh, he has a Facebook. And a Twitter and Instagram all dedicated. I wonder if he makes money on his posts.
Sure, Mike.
I don't think he goes every day. I find that really hard to believe. I mean, it seems like you'd be sick once in 2,000 days. That's like
he'll
6 years.
He'll still get up and go, though. Because when you're sick, the only thing that can cure him is the happiest place on earth.
Is Jeff there?
Because he must have been calling from a different number.
Oh. Recents, let's see. Oops. Huh? Yeah, there's a different number.
His Twitter, at Disney366.
Yeah, boy.
I wonder if they would be kind of bummed out by that.
But I'm throwing the Disney name all over the place.
Although they probably, it's free publicity for him.
If he pays to get in there, something is terribly wrong.
Let's try and get him to say something bad about Disney. I bet you he won't.
Hello?
Jeff!
Yes?
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just getting ready to get on the tram shortly to head on over to Disneyland.
Wow. Do they know you on the tram?
Some of the cast members do.
Yeah.
After over 2,000 days in a row, this is 2003?
Yeah, today will be day 2003 when I go through the gates.
Don't you ever get sick?
Very rarely. Pixie dust keeps me healthy.
Pixie dust. Oh, okay.
What's the sickest you've been going to Disneyland? And how many people did you get ill while you were there?
Luckily I've only had a couple days over the last 5+ years of even feeling that, you know, ill where I wasn't able to go kind of thing. You know, I might have a sore throat here or there.
Yeah, but
are you married?
No, I do have a girlfriend. My girlfriend Karen that comes to the park. She's standing here with, next to me right now.
How many days in a row has Karen been?
She doesn't do records. Because she's a teacher and then also going through grad school. So she might come a few days a week.
C-U-M.
Doesn't Karen ever say, you know, I don't really feel like going to Disney tonight. Couldn't we maybe go out to dinner somewhere or see a movie?
Well, and a lot of times we do that. In fact, here at the Disney Resort, they have an AMC theater right in downtown Disney. And then there's ESPN Zone and, you know, a number of other restaurants both in the parks and downtown Disney or around the surrounding area.
Yeah,
so.
But we go to Disney all the time. Can't we go somewhere else for a change, Jeff?
I can't deal with the crowds.
Well, then sometimes what I'll do is I might pop in and make a visit, and then I'll go pick her up and take her out for a date night.
Wait,
and,
that's cheating. You just pop in. You just pop in to keep your streak going.
What's the shortest trip?
For me, my short ones are still about an hour in length, so it's still not just a pop in. I don't just stick my nose inside the gate to scan my ticket and turn around.
Okay,
I actually make actual visits all the time.
You have to, because you have to go on at least one ride to make it an official visit.
No, you know, for official-wise, it's just a matter of, you know, having my annual pass scans. But for me personally, I like to spend at least an hour walking around. I do take pictures that I post, pictures and videos live in the park. And then, you know, I may hit attractions. It may be a day of just walking around and talking to people.
Where do you post them at?
Instagram, Disneyland366 underscore, also on Facebook. You can find me under Disneyland366 or Disney366.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And then Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all of them.
What does Disney pay you to do that?
They don't.
They don't. What? You pay for, you pay for your yearly pass,
Jeff?
Yes.
What? What's a yearly pass cost?
If you were to buy an annual pass today for the Signature Plus, which is the top of the line, has no blackout dates, includes parking and such, it would be $1,049.
And you, yeah, they make, I'm surprised for all the publicity Disney gets, they don't offer you a free pass.
Yeah, nothing's been offered up yet.
Have you talked to them lately? Because you're getting a lot of attention now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, you know, I had their film crew and stuff with me on Thursday, but it's not something that I've even asked about.
Did they give you a talent fee?
And that would be nice, but it's not something I've requested. It's just something that I've supposed to do.
Jeff?
Are you in a tunnel?
Yeah.
He's on the tram.
Okay. Oh, he's on the tram. Okay. No, I don't think we lost you. It's just a little harder to hear you. I'm starting to think now that this is more, a little more about the streak. I mean, it seems it would not kill you not to go one day. It really, would it really hurt your day if you'd miss Disney once? I mean, isn't it kind of about keeping the streak going right now?
I'm still having fun with it. You know, that's the only reason I'm still going is because I still have fun and I enjoyed my time here at the park.
Remember when Cal Ripken had that streak going and his batting average was going down and he would just play one inning or he just pinch hit or something and it kept the streak alive? And then when he finally took a day off, he felt so much relief because the streak was over. He didn't have to worry about the streak anymore. Wouldn't that feel good just to get the streak over with and not have to be worrying about it all the time?
You know, I don't know. You know, at this point, you know, I have no reason to stop. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's like I had said to people, it wasn't a matter, and it still isn't a matter of, you know, the record for Guinness or something like that, you know, because that was never a goal when I started this. It's always been to keep things positive and for fun. And I think it still is doing that for me.
Is there a record? I mean, has somebody gone more days in a row than you?
No, at this point, I am the record, and Disney has officially counted off the 2,000 days.
What was the record? Like, when did you know you had to break
Looking on Guinness, I never saw anything. But
four?
When
maybe 5 days, I'm guessing.
I knew of people that had gone for, you know, like 20, 40, you know, 60 days kind of thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, during the first year, we knew when we got up to the 366 that it was a record. But even then, you know, it wasn't something that was aimed for. It was just something to keep things positive and for fun when originally we were unemployed.
Jeff, what's second place right now? Do you know who is number two?
At this point, I think it would still be Tanya that had done the first 2 years with me. So she stopped 2 years in a day.
And did you guys break up because she didn't want to do the streak anymore?
No, it wasn't a matter of that. Just, you know, she was still having issues trying to find a steady job to be able to afford to keep her condo and, you know, her life going. So she just decided to stop and go in a different direction.
Wait, was Tanya your girlfriend?
No, we were just friends.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
She wanted to go every day too?
Did you ever want her to be your girlfriend?
You know, there was never really talk about that. It was just a couple of friends, you know, that enjoyed Disney. We met scuba diving and, you know, found that we both had passes. So, you know, a bunch of us, you know, that we would go diving and then go to Disney.
Do any of your friends not love Disney? Like, if you met somebody and they didn't like, they go, I don't like Disney at all, would you not be their friend?
Oh, I have friends that don't care as much about it. Some of my coworkers, you know, they haven't been to the park in 5-10 years or so. You know, and that doesn't bother me. You know, it's all about what you enjoy doing. You know, if you like going motocross riding, hey, great. Have fun and be safe.
Do it,
you know,
2,000 days in a row, though.
No, it's,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I love.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has different things that they like to do. And I think that's the main thing.
2,000 days in a row?
Yeah, it's a lot of days. I mean, do you ever have days though where like the line's really long or something, and you're like, oh man, I probably
see that's the glory of me going every day is if the lines are long. Say Memorial Weekend when Guardians of the Galaxy first opened up, you know, it was a 300-minute line. Great, I don't have to wait in it. I can always go tomorrow when the line's shorter.
Oh, okay, but what do you do?
No,
what do you...
but to get into the park, say. There's never a big line to get into the park?
At times there's been lines to get in the park, you know, Christmas or New Year's kind of thing. But, you know, even then, learning the scheduling the way that I've been here so much, I kind of get the idea of when, you know, do I need to go earlier in the day? Or is it better, you know, wait and go after dinner? You know, so I've learned to read the scheduling so that I know not to go when the prime rush may be at the front gate.
All right, Jeff, when is the worst time to go? And when is the best time to go?
If you're not wanting crowds, do not come here, especially the last 2 weeks from Christmas to New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That's going to be a high rush period. That's one of the reasons why only the Signature Plus Pass is not blacked out during that time frame.
I can't believe
for best time coming off season midweek, so like late January, early February.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You know, and if you come like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Now, has anybody like in your family or at work or maybe girlfriend or otherwise ever said, you know, Jeff, think this is getting in the way of things and, you know, maybe it's time to chill out on Disney? I mean, just anybody who was concerned about you for it, or does everyone agree that this is a good thing?
I've had, you know, a few questions here and there, but for the most part, I've been supported in what I do.
Yeah. Has the guy that's in the goofy costume just ever go, oh, God, another picture, Jeff, really?
No, because, you know, just like with the rides, I don't go on every single ride. I don't go to every single character every day. I mix it up. Even the Matterhorn's my favorite attraction, and I may only ride that, you know, once a week or once every couple weeks.
Jeff,
depends on what's happening.
When's the last time?
Do you find when you go in that the characters turn around and go the other way?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, no, it's that adult that just won't give up. What about, have you been to a Dodger game lately or a concert or anything else? I mean, is this what you do every night, basically?
Actually, yes, I have. In fact, Wednesday, on day 1999, I worked a half a day at the hospital, and then I came over and had a few hours here at Disneyland, met some friends, and we went to the Korn concert.
Cool.
Oh, okay. So it's not all Disney. That's not your only entertainment.
No, definitely not. That's part of the fun of and how Walt planned it, choosing Anaheim as the central location, that Southern California has so much to offer in such a small area. I've been everywhere from Palm Springs Tramway to San Diego Zoo or SeaWorld or up to the Channel Islands to go scuba diving either before or after coming to the park.
Wait, what about vacation? What about when you know, your girlfriend wants to go to Turks and Caicos?
Sure. Well, part of it is that when we started this, remember, I was unemployed. So trying to build up the money to be able to afford that. So I've, you know, started getting things paid off and, you know, been able to have more fun, going to more concerts and shows and such. And with her going through her master's program and everything, You know, she's been on the busy side also, but I think, you know, when the time comes, we'll be ready, you know, maybe go on a Disney cruise or something else.
A Disney cruise? Wait, that won't keep the streak alive though, will it?
No, actually, for me personally, even going to Disney California Adventure would not keep the streak alive. Yeah. It's all based on going to the original Magic Ooh. Kingdom Disneyland. Oh,
but, you know, you could start a new streak and try to beat the old streak, and then when you do interviews about that, you can say, in between, I took a Disney cruise. Which would be
not
kind of
a problem.
Fun. Hey, where do you live? Because you work in Long Beach for the VA hospital, which is
I live
cool.
in Huntington Beach, and then I work in Long Beach at the hospital, and then come in here to Anaheim. So I have a nice little triangle that I make each day.
Wait, where do you live?
Huntington Beach.
That's way out of the way.
How long does it take you to get?
It's about a 12-mile drive if I do city streets.
Oh, 12 miles? That's
from from Long Beach.
From my house to the hospital is 15 miles. From the hospital to Disneyland is 15 miles. It's about 12 miles to get back home.
There are other directions, though, aren't they?
That's what I said. It makes about a triangle.
What is the farthest you've been away from home in the last 2,003 days? Because I'm thinking you can't get too far away because you got to go to Disneyland.
That's hard. Yeah, what is
the farthest? I've been all the way up to Santa Barbara to go dive in the Channel Islands. Probably be the farthest.
How'd you get to Disney in?
I went beforehand, drove up in the evening, slept on the boat, and went diving. And then after we got back from diving, I drove back down to the park.
God, weren't you tired?
You know, getting in the park, I always seem to catch that pixie dust that wakes me up and gives me energy.
I'm just amazed. I mean, what if they're like you had to go to a funeral or a wedding out of state or something? Would you say
I have had occurrences like that. My scoutmaster passed away last year, and you know, so funerals and things have been unfortunately part of the daily occurrences.
But I mean, were you able to go to Disney that day?
Yes,
you were. Okay. I mean, what if you have to go? What if somebody dies out of state? Would you skip the funeral to keep your streak alive?
It has happened, but it's not just a matter of the streak. It's also been a matter of conflicts of trying to get off work and such.
Oh. So you haven't had anything you've had to leave the state for in 2,003 days?
Correct.
Wow. When you had that unfortunate funeral, did you go to Disney before or after the funeral?
After.
After. So during the funeral, were you like, I can't wait to get to Disney?
No,
it's going to put you in a better mood, so I wouldn't blame
you. Exactly, and that's just it. You know, being in a cheerful area helps bring spirits back up.
Nobody thought that was disrespectful going to Disney after the funeral?
Not at all. At all. Because it's not like the body's in the ground, I'm running away. I stayed there. I was one of the last to leave the celebration of life afterwards, even.
Do you have any other streaks going currently in your life?
Nope, that's the only one right now.
Nope. Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk you out of the streak until I don't know. I can't. What do you think will break the streak? If something breaks the streak, will it be vacation?
Your wedding.
I think at this current moment, it's probably going to end up being something on the unfortunate side of a car accident or something. God. I mean, otherwise, currently my annual pass I'm using right now is good until January of 2018.
Okay. What about your girlfriend, you said she's in grad school. What's she studying?
She's a teacher. And so she's been going through and got her master's, and now she's getting an extra credential in special education.
Let's say that she's offered a dream job on the East Coast.
Well, she actually came from Virginia. So
she wants to go home. She wants to go back home for her dream job. Yeah.
No, I think she wants to stay right here in Southern California. That's why she moved out here for the teaching in the first place, is that she really enjoys being out here in California.
If you want to deny her dream.
Jeff, does the streak mean a lot to your girlfriend, too?
Yeah, she enjoys it. We come to and she's here with me now. So she comes, a few times a week herself.
So the pixie dust works on her, too, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We tried to poke holes in it, and Jeff, you're doing a good job keeping it up, but you say no payment from Disney. So just to prove that, say something bad about Disneyland.
Yeah, what's the worst thing about Disney?
Say something bad about it.
The only thing I could say is that there is the occasion that Disneyland is a magical place, and a lot of us come and have fun. A lot of visitors from Detroit and other places come to visit. But you do have cast members that, to them, sometimes it is a job, and everybody has a rough day at work. So, not everyone's always so happy, but, it you can always help them to have a happy day too.
Yeah.
You know,
do you ever take a child to Disney with you?
I've brought my daughter at times when she was visiting from out of state. I've had other friends that came with us. So I've spent time, you know, and seen the park through children's eyes also.
Where's your daughter live?
Up in Alaska.
You ever go visit her in Alaska, maybe? Just for, you know, your kid and stuff.
Well, she was actually down here in December. She made a visit down here last, so we just saw each other recently. And so there's a lot of different things happening.
But does she want to see what she's doing in Alaska? I mean, see what her life's going on in her life there? I mean, it seems like being nice.
We've been working on reconnecting our lives and getting things more.
Okay.
Thanks to the magic of Disney.
Definitely, you know, and so, like, she started following my social media, and she'll make comments, you know, about seeing things that she likes also.
Cause, that's cool.
You know, growing up, she made her first visit here to Disneyland when she was 6 months old when we brought her down.
Now,
I was stationed up at Anchorage in the Air Force when she was born.
Does her mom live up there, or does she live with her mom up
there? Yes.
Did you ever ask? What's that?
Go ahead.
When she visited you, did you guys go to Disney? Did she go with you to Disney every day?
At that time, she did. And then when she was here, you know, she was just here for a short visit when she was here in December.
Okay.
Not that it matters, but she never said, like, what her mom thinks of it. The streak, right?
No, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, okay. Don't bring it up.
Hey, listen, it sounds like this streak is never going to end. I can't imagine how this thing is going to end.
I'm a good thing.
Excited to find out if it ever does. But it's exciting, and we'll keep tabs on you. I want to see if this streak keeps up.
Sounds good. You guys have a great one, and I'm going to head on in and have some more fun.
Okay, cool. Man. Yeah, have a ball.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
It's something I wouldn't do, but whatever.
There's no stopping him. Vacation?
Car accident.
The girlfriend, come on. The girlfriend cannot like Disney that much. No. There's no way.
No. I can't believe it. Like, it seems out of the way for him.
Song. Yeah, that triangle is not as perfect as he made it out to be.
No, if you
I mean, it's a triangle because he made it a triangle.
Yeah. But even if it's a triangle, sometimes you don't want to go to that other point. You just rather go home.
I cannot believe there aren't days where he just... he can't have gone every... Is it possible he's really gone every day?
Yeah, one day.
Who's keeping track besides him?
They scan his pass every day. Why
isn't Disney kissing his ass? Why does he have to pay for a pass?
Missing out on a huge opportunity there.
Why does he have to stand in line? It seems like he would be.
I think he said doesn't he get to bypass it because he got some special pass? I thought he said, or he pays for the special pass.
They've got some type of pass you can use that, fast pass to get past most of the lines.
Doesn't sound like he takes kids there very often. I mean, it would be nice to take a child occasionally.
I was thinking about when asking him about the worst thing he could say about Disney. Like, what's the bad thing? What if he just, like, you know, it's a real magical place, but there's just too many minorities.
I know. I wanted to ask him about the Disney and the gay controversy.
Yeah, they have a gay day every year. That's kind of the worst day.
They're over that, man. Everything's all in the up and up with gays now. They love gays.
Next thing you know, Disney has a controversy on their hand because this guy who's been on the street doesn't like gay people.
He is out of control.
How bummed do you think he is when the Matterhorn's down for service?
Oh, furious.
He definitely, furious. I know he's thinking about Lou Gehrig's record. He's comparing himself to Lou Gehrig now because Gehrig is 21-31 and he's at 2003. So he's thinking about Cal Ripken too, 2,672, isn't it? Or 2,600 something.
I don't know.
I know he must be looking at, like, consecutive games played and thinking that he's sort of in the ballpark with those people.
We already blew Bernard and Janice out of the water with their cruise record of 200. So
Bernard and Janice.
Yep.
Do you think when he pulls into Disneyland, he, like, is on his high horse because he knows exactly where to park and where to go?
Oh, God, like, yeah.
Look at those people. Those suckers turn right. They don't know you can go left up here.
He is getting off. I did watch the Jackson movie a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was good for a few laughs. Yeah. The guy playing Michael Jackson had a British accent. And he didn't sound like Michael Jackson at all.
When he yells, he really doesn't sound like Michael. But when he's talking like this, he does.
But he had a British accent. I was like, wait, I want to know. Jackson had a British accent.
Good day, mate.
No, wait, that's Australian.
He had a British accent.
Cherry
accent. Really had a British accent. I mean, I could hear it in just about everything he said. He was too tall, too. Wasn't he gigantic?
He was
like 6'3" or something?
He looks like him, though. Give him that.
I think he had a mask on or something. That's not his real nose.
No,
is
no,
it?
No. He does undergo makeup and prosthetics, but he's been impersonating Michael for 28 years.
I love the scene where Jackson goes, ape shit, because Paris's mask is up on her head.
Blanket, yeah.
Or blanket, whoever it was. He just goes completely nuts. I mean, the I don't know. They made those scenes out to be 10 times as dramatic as they really were, I thought.
I'm looking for it right now so we can play it back.
The Joseph Jackson scene was pretty good,
right
too.
Right before it. With, oh, the Randy Jackson scene.
Yeah, the Randy Jackson scene, too. Playing Michael owed him money, so he drove his car through Michael's gate.
And Michael came, as if Michael came running out.
And then Michael calls Joseph. He won't even talk to him when he comes to the gate himself. Tell him I'm busy, I have an appointment. Woo. But then when Randy crashed through the gate, call Joseph.
Joseph, Randy's being very mean.
He destroyed my property. My children are scared. And my shoulder hurts.
Very badly.
Please come over here now. You have an appointment.
I like to, in this scene where Joseph comes to the house and is denied.
Oh, yeah.
That he shoves a photographer when he's leaving.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh, yeah.
Spring of 2007. We looked at the security gate camera and there he was.
Of course, they can't use any of Michael's music.
And doesn't it make it seem so stupid? All this generic music. A chick with a Marry Me sign. He's gay. Or he likes 12-year-old boys.
She's also really excited about Joe Jackson pulling up in a PT Cruiser. Look at Joe. What a badass.
He's all cocky. He's about to get rejected by a $12-an-hour security guard. It's kind of weird hearing the story told from the security standpoint.
It's kind of fun.
The security angle gets way overplayed.
I'm coming in.
Sorry, sir.
I can't let you do that. Can I give Mr. Jackson a message?
Ooh, boy, you don't know who you messed with now.
Yeah. Tell him his father's here.
Damn, boy.
Yes, sir.
Does he have an appointment?
Ooh. Ooh. Now they show Michael sitting on a couch with his feet up, Mr. reading Jackson, a newspaper.
Your father would like to see you.
Has he got an appointment?
No, sir.
Oh. He turns the page of the newspaper.
He's a little ridiculous. He's reading the comics section.
Tell Joseph to make an appointment. I'm working.
There's the British accent. I'm working.
Go on. Tell him.
There it is again. Go on.
I heard it every time he's talked.
Go on. Tell him.
And a boy, this is going to get ugly. I love how he calls him Joseph all the
Sorry,
time.
Sir.
At least he got that right.
You tell him I said to let me in.
You're going to mess with Jackson's security?
Call me a set up time.
Oh.
I don't need your damn number, boy.
No.
I'm the one who started this shit. Bastards like you wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for me.
Hey, working somewhere
hey, don't
else.
You walk away from me. Look, I swear to God, don't you come between
I'm
me and
I'm
going to
make your
son.
Film deal out of this, you
Fools
prick.
Like you come and go every day. I'm his father. I'm always going to be here. Do you hear me?
The security guard's starting
Don't
to break.
Don't mess with my family.
Starting to cry as he's walking away.
Don't mess with my family. As if he made that decision. All the fans are momentarily shunned, yeah. Stunned.
Who would have thought Joe Jackson had an anger problem? Here comes the camera, the shoving of the camera. He's got to take his anger out on someone. Come on, kid.
Whoa!
We love you, Joe! Another chanting, Joe. As he pulls away like little sis.
And then there was that.
Oh, this part's hilarious.
On the night of Elizabeth Taylor's birthday.
The incident on Liz Taylor.
Was this Randy already?
Yeah. But Jackson's getting dressed, and the two security guards are just staring at him like jamming.
Yeah, like, dancing with look him. So hot.
Look at him dancing with Jackson.
You look so hot in that ridiculous outfit.
You guys have Liz's gift, right?
That's
It's wrapped the way I said.
The black armband's a great, great touch.
Everything has to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we good.
We don't want to make Liz mad.
He's dancing in front of the mirror as if.
And the security guys are getting off at it.
What are you watching me for? Get ready. Come on, hurry up. Okay.
Well, what the fuck are you dancing for? He's did a spin move. What, are we supposed to not watch?
He's dancing because he's high as shit right now for Liz's party.
How do we look?
Like you're going to the prom. I mean, you guys look great.
Jesus. Uh-oh. Here comes Randy. Get the
guns
out.
The guns immediately. So, I mean, this is all about the security guys. It's like the whole angle of the movie.
There's Michael running out as if he's going to stop anything. He'd be hiding under his bed.
He's under attack. For a member of the Jackson 5.
It's like pushing the security guard out of the way.
I'm gonna go take care of it.
Randy's with his wife.
Second to start talking.
Hey, shut up! Hey, get the gun out of my face, all right? It's Randy. Don't want to see my brother.
Hell no! Not like this, you not.
Hey, he owes me money.
Move this car back outside the gate, and then I'll tell Mr. Jackson you here. Negro, please.
Negro, please.
I
have a feeling he didn't say Negro. On,
he wrote the script.
Got nowhere to be. I tell him to pay me or I'm going to the press.
Uh-oh.
CNN, NBC. Go get my money.
Oh, bad press. No. God, that's so scary. No, he press. Never gets bad press.
Copy. Okay, sir. I'm going to block Bill. Sir.
Jackson's trying to get Michael's trying to get outside again.
One of the trucks. Bill can bring
this is, after all, this is the guy who gets accused of molesting a 12-year-old and takes another 12-year-old on the next tour and dresses him exactly like him and has him in the show dancing.
Yeah.
And cause a huge scene.
He's worried about Randy causing a scene at Liz's birthday.
Oh, no.
What are you, 12? Oh, wait. I guess you are.
It's your birthday party.
Ooh.
There's only one person that can deal with him.
That doesn't sound like Jackson.
No, it's so off.
There's only one person that can tell you with, Governor.
Oh, here comes Joseph.
Crikey.
God, Joseph sure was available fast.
He's parked down the street, Drew. He's just hoping Michael will call on him.
Yeah, you didn't get in either.
Did you threaten to call the press on your brother?
I want my money, Joseph.
Everybody calls me Joe. Call their dad
I worked
Joseph.
My ass off for him all through the trial. Michael owes me.
You gotta have number one hit to call me Joseph,
exactly
kid.
What Mr. Jackson said to Randy that night. All I know is he took care of the incident. Apparently, he didn't need an appointment to fix a tough situation.
Ooh.
Clearly, he was still in charge of the family.
And the security guard has the last word, as always.
Stupid.
Bye, Randy.
This should never have happened. He can't just come up to my house like this.
Looked like Randy had a nicer car than Papa Joe.
Joe.
You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand? Why does he
use that? They're so fucked up. I can't believe they accepted that.
Ruined. Can't bring this to Liz's party.
Oh,
come bring
the
party. It's
totally secure now. Ooh. We can take you out to the garage, just like always.
He'd be out there waiting. He'll follow me. I can't bring this to her. I won't bring this to her.
I can't bring this to her.
So,
I'm going to bed.
Are you sure, sir?
But what about Liz?
Good night.
Liz will be crushed.
Ooh. As it turned out, he and Miss Taylor never saw each other again.
Randy!
I said that's all.
Well.
How stupid. I can't believe he took his kids to go see Charlie Chaplin. That's when they got the pictures of Blanket.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear him yell, they got pictures of Blanket! Stop him! And then the security guard runs after him.
Were the kids bored shitless of Charlie Chaplin? I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, totally. Who wouldn't be?
No, I mean, there's no sound for one thing.
Security guards are sitting behind him with their popcorn.
Is that Jackson's theater? Or do they go to a theater?
He rented out the theater.
I don't care what anyone says about Michael Jackson trying to turn himself into a white man.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Anyone who insists on taking his own spray butter and hot sauce to a movie theater, that man is black, ghetto, and hood.
That's racist.
Wait, no, I like spray butter and hot sauce too.
Calm down for a minute.
Negro, please.
This is Charlie Chaplin.
Besides, he's British.
He's my favorite actor. And he's a king of comedy, okay?
Only Michael can declare the king of comedy.
Love
him. You'll love him. No kid wants to watch a Charlie Chaplin movie.
What, they added sound?
You see when Paris had the temper tantrum over her birthday because they can never go back to Neverland?
It's a go, Bill.
Oh, here we go. He's dancing.
Car's right over there. Back up.
Uh-oh, Blanket, put your mask down.
He's got pictures of the children.
That was Jackson saying that. He's got pictures of the children. You wouldn't know. And then he cuts.
They sure do a good job of predicting disasters with, I mean, for security guys.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, Jackson gave him the order.
Yeah, I guess if Jackson wants to see a Charlie Chaplin movie, or wants the kids to see it, he didn't want to see it. He wanted the children to enjoy him.
Price he pays is they got pictures of Blanket with his mask off.
The Manchester One concert, or Love.
One Love.
Fucking show called.
One Love Manchester,
whatever. Today, which had some highlights, I guess.
Yeah.
It was my favorite concert.
It was all right.
I mean, it was more the Ariana Grande and Friends concert.
It was kind of funny. There were some funny
what
moments.
What was that all about? Why was she singing with everyone?
Because it was her show.
I thought it was all these other artists were jumping in to make it like a Live Aid or...
Nah, but she... It's funny. A lot of the acts were represented by Scooter Braun, her manager, and Bieber's manager, and Kanye West's manager. So I figured he's just getting all his guys, and at some point he probably asked Coldplay if he can manage them. Anybody that he didn't
have. Why was she on stage with Coldplay?
I know. Her mic wasn't on, though.
Did she even try to sing?
Yeah, no.
She knew the song.
Well, she might not have known the song. That's the one where they put
the lyrics were behind her.
Yeah.
But she was waving, but she wasn't really singing.
They played Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
Really well, too.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. She's singing, and her mic is not on. You cannot hear her in that mix.
And I don't know why you'd want her. I mean, you got Coldplay.
It's her show, man. You can't piss off the...
I guess. Thought it was a group of artists getting together to help a cause, but instead it's the Ariana Grande and Friends show.
Yeah, she's going to end up getting a variety show out of it. She's going to end up having her own show.
Well.
You seem very angry by it.
Oh, I don't know. It was all I heard all weekend was Ariana Grande visits with the people in the hospital. Ariana Grande does this. Thanks, Ariana, for inviting me. I mean, I was starting to feel like she set up the security and she did everything. She really did all the work. She made all the phone calls. And maybe she did. Maybe she and her mom did all the work.
Paul McCartney felt so.
Yeah, he did. That was funny. Right after I was ragging her, Paul McCartney, my idol, pops on the screen. And thanks, Ariana Grande, for putting this together.
It's not just that he said it, but that those words that he used.
Yeah, he did. He actually used the words.
Maybe he's in on the joke with you.
I don't think so. I think he just had a mic stuck in front of him, and he just said what he... Well, he said what he heard. I mean, I heard the same thing. Which... How old is she, by the way? 13?
Yeah, about.
She looks, I'd say, 17. Acts 14.
She's a tiny little piece.
Yeah, and that hair thing flipping all over the place.
Whoa.
God, I wish I could be one of her backup dancers.
How about her outfit? I was really disturbed by her outfit because it was jeans and this giant sweatshirt.
Seemed very Eastern favored, didn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it didn't seem like a Western pop star, did it?
Well, no. I mean, she's usually very scantily clad.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that pisses off these fundamentalists is all the sexiness she shows. So they win.
So bring it.
She, yeah, she covered up.
Then, honestly, until Coldplay, I believe, there was hardly an instrument on the stage. The entire show was instrumentless.
There was a band behind Ariana with guitars and two keyboards and a drum.
Okay. But I mean, who else had a band?
You mean that was singing that play? Biebs. Biebs played some.
Oh, yeah, Bieber played guitar. Okay.
We got to play some of these highlights back. It's kind of funny.
Bieber's speech to the crowd. This is why you don't let 22-year-olds speak in important events. They just, well, I don't know. I'm sure some people were really moved by what he said. I'm sure his heart was in the right place.
At first, when he first started playing, I was like, oh, Biebs realizes that nobody wants to hear from him because he actually said, oh, I guess I should just play now. Before his first song?
Yeah.
But then after this song, queuing it up here.
Well, wasn't it because, like, remember before he was bitching at the crowd for everybody talking during the show? Yeah, so now nobody says anything. And
yeah.
Well, they cheered everything he said, so, I mean, he couldn't go wrong with that crowd. I mean, that was just, it was just not a rock festival at all, period. I would imagine Coldplay and Oasis were two of the least popular acts there today with that crowd.
I will take that, I would think. They might not know a lot of tapes.
God is good in the midst of the darkness.
Here you go. Here comes Pastor Bieber.
God is good in the midst of the evil. God is in the midst. No matter what's happening in the world, God is in the midst. And he loves you. He's here for you. I just want to take this moment to honor the people that were lost or that were...
Get the crowd involved.
That were taken. We love you so much.
He's trying so hard to cry.
To the families, we love you so much.
Does he know the families?
Put both hands up to honor those people right now.
Oh, I'm sure that makes
everybody
them feel
say,
better.
We honor you.
Well, crowd participation.
And we love you. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Pastor Bieber. Reverend Biebs.
Nothing like a little crowd participation to celebrate the victims of a terrorist event.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
It's a little weird. But, again, you know, he's a young guy. Kind of a break.
At least he wasn't reading off his phone like Scooter Braun.
I know, is Scooter Braun the person that should really be making these important statements? By the way, I mean, there really wasn't a good spokesperson there.
No, no. Katy Perry had a nice little speech. Did you?
I don't think I saw her speech. I saw her sing Roar. She looks so bad. I mean, dye your hair and grow it out.
Yeah, can you put me up here?
She doesn't look like the same. It looks like she's reinvented herself.
We'll give you strength, and it's our greatest power. So now, as you stand here, all of you here, and all of you watching from wherever you are, standing next to a stranger or a family member or a friend or a loved one, let's just do this little exercise of love. Touch the person next to you.
Who wants to touch? Jay? Jay's
Make
touching
Make human contact.
Make human contact, Drew.
Tell them I love you. Look in your
now,
look in their eyes.
I just
say,
want to point out,
you.
Like she was talking about no borders, no security, and she still has it. She's telling all these people to touch each other. She's not touching anybody.
Of course not.
I really wanted to see her really bad.
God help the fan that tried to touch her at that moment.
How stupid. Not even her band member who's standing behind her is touching her. So isn't that a little ridiculous?
I mean, honestly, I just don't know about crowd participation involving something like this is a little awkward.
Trite, maybe.
Yeah, trite, too. It was. But for the people that were there, they loved it. They cheered it wildly. So, you know, not my crowd. I like those rock festivals.
Do you want another speech?
Who?
Another, you know, great speaker of our time.
Oh, Miley!
This is right after she performed it with Pharrell doing Happy. And she's going to have great words of wisdom.
Well, I look to her for that.
I'd just like to take a second to look around at all of you. I'd like to wrap my arms around each and every one of you and tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart for having all of us. On behalf of all the artists here, I want to say thank you. I'm so honored to be at this incredible event surrounded by all you amazing people. And for me, the most important responsibility we have on this entire planet is to take care of one another. And look what we're doing today and how amazing that is. When I started Happy Hippie, if you guys know my foundation, which Ariana has been a huge part of.
Oh, so now it's about Miley.
We started raising awareness.
It's about Miley and her foundation.
Something kind of like this, you know, a bunch of artists, all different types, which was like this, but it was actually in my backyard. So right now, I kind of feel like I'm at home in Manchester.
She's basically
so
plugging
thank
her
you guys
own thing
for giving
now.
Us all that, allowing
I'm sure the families feel great about it.
This beautiful place to allow us to feel like we're at home. And, you know, I started Happy Hippie because I want to encourage other people to fight for what is right. And Ariana, I wish she was out here so I could give her a big hug because that's how her and I became as close as we are right now because she was the first artist to say yes, that she would be a part of the movement that I wanted to create.
Oh, God.
And I think... I think what's amazing is, as humans, I think we should always be who we say we are.
Oh,
and Ariana,
clever.
I think, has proved that. She says that she's a good role model for so many of you girls out here.
When she's looking
at
donuts?
I think she's proved that.
Oh my God,
by
you ever stop
and
talking?
All of us to be a part of it. But for tonight, I am
if only you could love people as much as you love yourselves, wouldn't that be great?
Times, I have always loved Manchester. And not just today, it's always felt like a home away from home for me.
Is that so?
So I'm happy to be back. And this song I would like to dedicate to
does
all of you.
Does this story have an end?
I'd love to know how many times she's played Manchester.
Tragic event, everyone getting back on their feet. I am so proud of you.
Okay.
And this song is called Inspired. It's for everyone here tonight and around the world.
That's a song you wrote about your dad.
Wait, did she? Is that a song she wrote for this event?
No, she wrote it for her dad. It's on her new album.
Oh, it's on her new album.
It's a brand new song.
Okay.
It's a new single.
Oh.
And I'm looking
at her new single.
I'm looking at her foundation page. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything about Manchester on her foundation page.
Yeah, surprise. Oasis played a new song, too, which I thought was really...
Liam did his thing.
Crappy. Yeah, Liam. That's right. It wasn't Oasis. No Noel. Not within 100 miles, I guarantee it. But they came out and played Rock and Roll Star, and then he played a new song and lost the crowd. Oh, my God, did he lose the crowd. But came back strong with Live Forever.
Yeah, that was a cool version.
Yeah.
With... Chris Martin played with him, too.
Right after Coldplay, and Coldplay was great.
You needed Chris Martin because Liam does not sing the high parts of that song because, quote, he thinks it's, quote, gay. The high part of that song. That's why Noel always sang it on their shows.
Well, I'm glad he enforced that even at a charity event like Manchester.